Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1392 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We're also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, My Dad is the Best. Johnny, Sammy, Ronnie, and Mikey were on the playground when the subject of what their fathers do for a living came up. Of course, as most little boys do, they think their father is the best. Soon they begin to brag about their fathers. Johnny says, My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, he calls it a poem, and they pay him $50. Next, Sammy speaks up and said, That's nothing. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, he calls it a song, and they pay him $100. Knowing his father was a doctor, Ronnie proudly says, But you both beat. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, he calls it a prescription, and they pay him $200. Ronnie could not contain himself and says, Is that all you got? My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, he calls it a sermon, and it takes eight people with gold plates to collect all the money. I hope that brought a smile on your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, a child, like your stomach, doesn't need all that you can afford to give it. And here is our verse for today, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Fathers give their sons an inheritance of houses and wealth, but only the Lord can give an understanding wife. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,391 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcasting journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.